Good morning. I'm Jake Lane.
And I'm Gina Rasmussen. Welcome to the Bear Facts, the weekly show where we bring you all the events from Bishop Garrigan High School.
To prom night 2008. The prom theme this year is Hollywood Nights, and all week long the junior class and lots of helpers have been working to get the gym ready for the big event. One of the highlights of the evening is the Grand March, which will be at 8:30 p.m. The public is invited to see all the prom couples as they strut their stuff.
The fun will continue long after the dance music stops. After prom has become a long tradition at Garrigan, and this year should again provide lots of fun. Activities include a hypnotist, a photo booth, caricature drawings, mini golf, family feud, ping pong, poker, dodgeball, Nintendo Wii, blackjack, dice games, and a money machine. There's lots of prizes at after prom, including an iPod Nano and an LCD TV. The fun continues until morning, and it should be a great time for everyone.
Prom comes right after the big gala celebration. Gala this year set a new record with around $250,000 in income for Garrigan and Seton. One of the biggest donations was a group of 17 computer projectors that teachers can use to bring internet and PowerPoint activities into their classroom. The projectors cost about $600 each, so getting people together to donate a group of them is huge. Everyone seemed to have a good time at gala this year, and the circus theme provided lots of interesting decorations and entertainment.
A week ago, 11 Garrigan students represented Garrigan at the annual North Central Conference Art Show. Seniors Ashley Creeps, Shane Koob, Stephanie Kolash, Peyton Schindler, Allison Missel, Michelle Kolash, and Megan Bover, juniors Mallory Bollig, Jesse Rosemeyer, and Brian Funk, and freshman Laura Richter all made the trip to Fort Dodge for the event. Ashley Creeps won a blue ribbon for a video presentation she had created, and for the second year in a row, Garrigan won one of the top three awards in the show. That was the Best 3D Sculpture Award, which was given to Stephanie Kolash for her painted crib with an abortion theme. Congratulations to all the artists who won all conference awards.
Spring sports are underway, and tomorrow the track teams will be running at the annual CYO meet in Sioux City. Garrigan's boys track team features six returning seniors, A.J. Dunn, Peyton Schindler, D.J. Thompson, Chris Gelhaus, Andrew Elbert, and me, Jake Lane. Juniors include Jack Bradley, Alec Buchhold, Ethan Gish, Brian Hamilton, Ben Hellman, Vince Cruz, and Richard Forberger, plus Corey Whelan, Joe Straub, Christopher Schmidt, Kyle Smith, Daniel Tilges, Sam Norlin, Brian Patterson, and Vinny Humble. Sophomores off our track include Brett Capacious, Mark Garman, Dana Miller, Nick Kellner, David Redding, Devin Tindall, Zach Price, Elijah Gelhaus, and Mark Garman. Rounding out the group are freshmen Jacob Bear, Michael Hellman, Gage Sampson, Drew McGill, Eric Bowman, and Kevin Albert. Good luck to Coach Wally and the boys' track team.
Girls' track is more split among the different classes. The 10 returning seniors include Carrie Courtney, Macy Fickbaum, Cassie Vautier, Bridget Murphy, and Steph Kolash, plus Chrissy Kohlhaus, Rachel Sauls, Emily Bear, Casey Arndorfer, and Megan Bover. Among the juniors in girls' track are Holly Berkeland, Megan Hilbert, Allison Blocker, Shanna Miller, Kelly Rouse, Christina Richter, and Callie Smith.
The sophomores are Taylor Brandenburg, Katrina Even, Kelly Klein, Mackenzie Schindler, and Amy Rasmussen, as well as Chloe Bear, Molly Bashir, Elise Myers, Taylor Sink, and Amanda Busher. The girls' track team also includes a strong group of freshmen, Amy Dalhauser, Chelsea Dunn, Anna Kolash, Hannah Bodie, and Ashley Bodie, as well as Brittany Brandt, Nora Cranbuhl, Michaela Loss, Katie Miller, and Alicia Richter. Good luck to Coach Ollers and the girls' track team.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Chris Gelhaus, Katie Buckle, and Taryn Vitstum. Here to tell you about them is Melissa Cruz.
In the summer, Chris Gelhaus keeps busy with baseball, and the last fall he was part of the district championship Garrigan Bear football team. Chris is also out for intramural basketball, and in a couple of weeks he'll be looking to defend his intramural title. Away from school, you might see him working at Birdie's Back Nine. Chris Gelhaus is also one of the members of the Garrigan Bear track team. Chris will be off to college next year, and we wish him all the best. Katie Buckle was one of the candidates for Homecoming Queen last fall. Her biggest activity is band, where she's received several honors over the years. This Titonka native was also a football cheerleader, and she keeps busy with Christian Leadership in Action. She's one of the helpful smiles at Hy-Vee, and next year she plans to attend Briarcliff College. Good luck, Katie. Taryn Vitstum is one of the veterans returning from last year's state champion girls golf team. While golf is her number one activity, she also keeps busy as a member of Christian Leadership in Action. Taryn works at the Primetime Supper Club, and next year she plans to attend Hawkeye Community College in Waterloo. We wish her the very best of luck.
Thanks, Melissa. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, tonight is prom night with the grand march at 8:30 p.m. The after prom activities start at midnight and continue all through the night.
There's CYO track tomorrow in Sioux City. Then on Monday, the boys' golf team plays at West Bend.
Tuesday, the school board meets. That night, the girls' track team runs at Gardner. Wednesday is the speech awards banquet, and Thursday, the golfers take on Clear Lake. The boys' golfers will be in Clarion, and the girls' golf team is at home.
Next Saturday, the girls' golf team hosts their own invitational, while the boys play at the Algona Invite. Also that day, the Quiz Bowl team competes at Iowa State University.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.